Mysterious drone UFOs are invading New Jersey. One government official says it's connected to Iran, while others are saying somehow they aren't able to figure out where these drones or UFOs are originating from. Eyewitness videos have been posted that show these things flying around. Some of them look like embryos, and others look like wheels within wheels, like in Ezekiel's vision. Something strange is going on here, and we're definitely not hearing the full story.
Take a look at your screen right there as the FBI is investigating reports about several mysterious nighttime drone flights that have recently occurred across central New Jersey, and they're asking the public for any help they can provide. Witnesses have spotted a cluster of what appears to be large drones, as well as possible fixed-wing aircraft flying in several areas since back in mid-November.
That video was posted about a week ago from Live Now, Fox's YouTube channel, but this whole mysterious event of these UFOs flying over New Jersey is not going away. It's actually been increasing. New Jersey State Senator calls for a limited state of emergency over mysterious drone sightings. One New Jersey representative has claimed that the drones are from an Iranian mothership.
Well, here's the real deal, Harris. You know, I'm also on the Transportation Committee, on the Aviation Subcommittee, and I've gotten to know people. And from very high sources, very qualified sources, very responsible sources, I'm going to tell you the real deal. Iran launched a mothership probably about a month ago that contains these drones. That mothership is off. I'm going to tell you the deal. It's off the east coast of the United States of America. They've launched drones, is everything that we can see or hear. And again, these are from high sources. I don't say this lightly.
The Pentagon has released a statement saying that there's no evidence these mysterious drones are connected to Iran in any way. But it's pretty clear that it's either a foreign government, our government doing something, or some of these are connected to the unidentified flying objects that are connected to the supernatural realm. This video here of drones flying over the UK that people have posted onto Reddit have supposedly had their accounts deleted and this video continuously taken down. About a month ago, a video was also posted onto a UFO subreddit of this instance over a military base in Afghanistan where there's four flying objects, as you can see here, lights in the sky, and then when they look at it in the thermal lens, you can see there's things coming off of these lights, actually, like it's emitting something, and then it's actually hit with a missile, two of them are, and they are affected by it, but then seemingly unaffected as they retake their original form. These two cases and many others show that there is part of this phenomenon, a large part of it, that is connected to a supernatural realm, acting in ways we can't, doing things we cannot, and there's this level of secrecy that is always surrounding this area of it. And that's exactly what we're continuing to see with these UFO drones that are flying over New Jersey.
And so as they're getting closer and closer to the facility, you're detecting originally the signals to see what is that drone. You're trying to identify the drone. Oh, is that a UPS?
Like a long distance radar or something like that.
Exactly. So is that a UPS drone that's just delivering a package somewhere?
So that's one of the best excuses that they can give in a governmental hearing on this. These things are flying within our airspace over the United States, over military facilities, and they aren't intercepting them. They aren't doing anything to try and stop them. Why are they allowing this? Why are they doing this? Or why can they not stop these crafts? That is the only question to what this phenomenon could be. Now, the governor of New Jersey has also come out and said that there's nothing that they can do about it.
What is going on and why is it taking so long to come up with an explanation?
Yeah, it's a good, I don't blame people for being frustrated. Let me say most importantly right up front, we see no evidence, and I say we, this includes Homeland Security, FBI, Secret Service, our state police, authorities at all levels of government. The most important point to say is we don't see any concern for public safety. That's number one. Number two, having said that, it's really frustrating that we don't have more answers as to where they're coming from and why they're doing what they're doing.
Seeing all this taking place over New Jersey made me think back to the UFO sighting that just happened over Washington, D.C. There was a sighting and a video posted where you can see multiple crafts appearing and reappearing near the Capitol and just near and over Washington, D.C., one of the most heavily restricted airspaces in the United States. And right around the same time that that video was published, another picture miraculously was posted online and started trending over the video, showing what looked to be lights over the U.S. Capitol. But you can clearly see that what looks to be glowing orbs over the Capitol are actually a reflection of the lights below. It looks now like this image was put forth to try and cover up the actual UFO video that came out. Is that because they don't have the capability to stop these things that are in the sky and they're trying to make cover stories for it? Or are they doing it themselves? I don't know why they would over our own airspace. Are they getting the public used to this because they're going to reveal something to us, or they know something is coming? Or is there another nation doing this and for some reason we're just not stopping them? It's a little strange because a theory was posted online not too long ago that on December 3rd, there would be an alien invasion and it would be the start of a war between humans and aliens. And while obviously that didn't happen, it does make you wonder, why are there viral theories going around that there's going to be a war and an alien invasion, and then right after that, there's countless mysterious drone sightings every single night over New Jersey. It does make you wonder if some of this stuff is put out on purpose, because it's pretty strange that right at the same time this theory comes out, not long after that, it looks like New Jersey is being invaded with some form of UFO. Now, as far as the theory that this is from Iran or some military, that could very well be for a lot of these, because a lot of these do look like some form of aircraft or military drone. But then there have been other videos that have come out where these things look completely supernatural, not like any type of aircraft. One of them even looks like the vision Ezekiel saw with the wheels inside wheels. Let's take a look at a few of these videos.
In fact, they appear to be orbs. Yes, circular orbs, which we've said on the show repeatedly. This footage was captured on Sunday night in New Jersey and finally released. Take a look at this. So this is a person, you know, using a telephoto lens camera, and you can see here in their viewfinder what they're seeing in their viewfinder. These are circular orbs. So now we also have eyewitness photos, crystal clear photos of these orbs also now being published. Do those look like drones to you?
No, they look like embryos.
Yeah, they look like some sort of embryo or some sort of massive, I don't know, circular orb with some sort of field around them, hovering. Again, also other eyewitnesses seeing these sort of like wheel within a wheel, like something like right out of the Bible. Look at these. This is over New Jersey. Does that look like some sort of any kind of a drone that you've ever seen before?
Why this is being allowed in our airspace is a very strange question to think about. What are they getting the public used to? What are they preparing for to happen? What are they allowing to happen to cause some form of destruction or divide? There's a lot of questions. But we also have to keep in mind that the Bible tells us there will be false signs, lying wonders, coming with all power and all evil in the last days, and a great delusion is coming as well. And we know a lot of these don't look like these drones that are flying over New Jersey that looks like just some plastic thing that you could take down or something like that. But there's actually a supernatural aspect to these things reappearing, the way they act, the way that they go against the laws of physics. And it's interesting, the Antichrist is known as the lawless one, maybe breaking all the laws, including the laws of physics. It's just something to really keep in mind that there is a spiritual component to this. And great deceptions are coming upon the earth, so stay prayed up with the full armor of God. Ask Jesus to reveal all truth to you. Stay continuously reading the Bible and trust in God, because we really have to as we head into the uncertain future. It will become clearer and clearer that Jesus and the Bible are the absolute truth as all the darkness and the strange things going on in the world are revealed more and more. The time to accept Jesus is now, before the deceptions that are coming upon the earth become greater and greater. I hope and pray you're well. Thanks for watching, and God bless.